The vast majority of Americans consider themselves middle class. No one can quite agree, though, on what that means. Richard Reeves, along with colleagues at the Brookings Institution, has cataloged no fewer than a dozen economic formulas that seek to define this elastic cohort largely by what people earn each year. Household income between X and Y, personal income that's within some percentage of the national median, distance from the poverty line, and so on. Combine the lot, and the range of who might be considered middle class is extraordinarily expansive, including anyone from a single, part-time bartender scratching by on $13,000 a year to a suburban power couple pulling in $230,000, or 90% of American households in all. Other economists and social scientists stretch the boundaries of membership in different dimensions, based on degrees of wealth or spending power, professional status or education level, what neighborhood you live in, or even on that very American of conceits, self-determination, which is to say, if you think you're middle class, you are. I sometimes think there are as many definitions of the middle class as there are Americans claiming to be middle class, says Reeves, a senior fellow at Brookings and director of its Future of Middle Class initiative, who quickly throws in one of his favorite non-economic definitions. You're middle class if you have two refrigerators. You have a new one in your kitchen, and you have your old one in the garage or basement where you keep your beer. The U.S. is a middle-class nation. It was founded on middle-class ideals, he continues. And so defining oneself as middle-class is, perhaps counterintuitively, aspirational in some ways. Americans don't like the idea of seeing themselves as upper crust, snobs, snooty, aristocrats, upper class, etc., says Reeves, an economist and self-described recovered Brit who has written a new book, Dream Hoarders, precisely on that rarefied American upper crust. People also don't like to think of themselves as poor or even as working class. To the extent that the U.S. has a class consciousness, it tends to be around the middle class.